You remember the story of Narcissus, right? He saw his image in the pool and dived into it and died, right? He was interested in his image. He wasn't interested in who's looking at the image. No, he wanted to know about the image and fall in love with the image. And that's what the narcissist does, although they will often fall in love with the image that somebody else has of them if it's nice enough. And they'll fall into the pool of those eyes and try to die into it. But of course, they're usually kicked out right away and doesn't last. But this is the narcissist's egocentricity is a failed attempt to reach the center.
There's a reason why. The human narcissistic ego is obsessed with wanting to be somebody.
Whereas the cosmic egoist wants to be the one, not someone, the one, much bigger. But not a body, because the one ain't got no body. Now, the narcissist makes a mistake in judgment.
Okay. He doesn't realize that there's no such thing as nothing.
I think in an earlier teaching I said there's no such thing as a thing, but it's also true that there's no such thing as nothing. Because there's always something. There's always space, right? Time, energy. There's the observer, if nothing else. There's always something. So you can't reach nothing.
But that's nothing with a small n. And then if you finish the sentence, you would have to say, there's no such thing as nothing because there is nothing.
The nothing. And what the narcissistic ego doesn't realize is the difference between the small n nothing and the big n nothing. Because the big n nothing is another name for God, or the self, or the one. Because it's no thing, because a thing is relative, limited. But it is that nothing, with a capital N, that pervades and perceives and dreams the everything. The everything comes out of the nothing. So which would you rather be, the source or the effect? The dream or the dreamer?
Here's the difference in a more practical metaphor. Your life is like being in a car on a journey. The ego equals the tires.
Because the ego is where the rubber meets the road. Now, the narcissistic ego wants to be proud about how good its tires are. My tires can handle the worst roads in the world. You know, I can deal with rocks, mud. I can deal with steep mountainsides. My tires can go anywhere. Off-road, on-road, doesn't matter. I can do anything. And he's so proud of being the tire that he doesn't realize that he's really getting bumped around and has absolutely no control about what road he is on. He's happy about the quality of the tire he has created in his own fantasy, but he has no control of where the journey is taking him. Because he's a subject to karma, subject to the three malas, and therefore he has no free will. He thinks he does because look how well I handle it, right? And after the fact, he says, I wanted to go on that horrible road, you know, up and slide into the mud like that taxi got stuck in there. And, you know, I wanted it all along. All right, but it really doesn't have any control over its destiny. Now, we could say the rest of the chassis, the different systems, oil and water and all the various other gadgets and computerized kinds of things that make the car go are different levels of the seven bodies. And nowadays, the cars, I think, all have GPS units. We could say the GPS with its mapping system or that woman who always tells you, turn left at the next corner, and gives you instructions about the best route. I'm always listening to her when I'm riding in the car these days. She's very nice, really, but the GPS is the soul, all right? But the GPS doesn't determine your route either. Even though it might know the best route, it doesn't determine it. It's got the information, yes, but it can't make the decision. It's the Atman who's driving the car. Now, who in their right mind would prefer to be a tire to being the driver? Is there anybody? Some people would say, yeah, tires have more fun. You know, the driver's sitting there, it's got too many shock absorbers, it's too easy, you know. And, you know, they don't even have to pay attention. They can listen to the radio. They can have all of these sublime kinds of feelings. The tire's doing the work, you know. So, yeah, the world needs egos. but that's great for the rulers, the ruling elite who loves to have lots of tires for its war machines. But wouldn't you rather be the driver of your own destiny rather than be driven by drives that control the ego? That's the basic question that will determine your destiny. Where do you want to be on this cosmic car, on this journey through the cycle of time? And do you want to have control? Or let's use another metaphor. We have a world full of warring minds, right? Everybody's at war with everybody else. We know that. There may be temporary alliances here and there, but they're broken quickly as soon as it's in somebody's favor. To betray their last alliance and create another one. And so you're always seeing this constant shift of power blocks, right? And yet we know that the entire panorama of the matrix is actually controlled by a single mind. The warring minds are the tires in this single machine, very complex machine. But the puppeteer who controls all of these separate individual ego minds is the Paramatman in the control room that is operating the matrix. Now, if you knew for sure that there was one mind operating all of the other minds, wouldn't you want to be in the control room and be that mind? Or do you want to be one of the little warring minds that are actually puppets of this higher intelligence? What level do you want to play the game at? It's a video game. But do you want to be the screen character who is moved around by the actual player, or do you want to be the player? Screen character has a consciousness and believes he's actually making moves and shooting people and whatever they do in video games, but he's being controlled by a power that is not on the screen. It's not there. It's nothing. It's invisible. But that nothing has all the power, doesn't it? So the question is really, how power hungry are you? And the narcissist is not power hungry enough. They'd rather be weak. Okay, why? I figured it out.